The lightning bug got wings. The June bug have the same. But the bed bug ain't got no wing, but it get that just the same.
still goes there. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you call these skeeters or
musties? Yes, a musties.
Uh-huh.
That's why we said we get that layer from.
I see.
Yeah.
And a bug that's supposed to catch mosquitoes, it's about this long, and it's got two sets of wings.
Yeah.
Filmy wings.
Yeah.
Moves around and hovers and then moves.
Oh, I feel for that, right. And then we have a bug that we call the horse bug.
Uh-huh.
And that thing you're talking about will catch the horse bug, too.
He will.
Yes, sir. He will. I know
what you're calling.
I don't know what you...
A horse?
See?
That sound right?
A horse doctor or something.
A snake doctor?
No, something like that they call it, yes. Sir.
Some places they call it a snake doctor, and some places they call it a mosquito hawk.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, but I know what you're talking about, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And a bug that builds a nest out of mud up on your roof or near the roof?
That's a dauber. What is it?
Your
dead dauber. Yeah.
They sting?
I don't think they sting.
Uh-huh.
They like to waltz, though. They
look like a wasp.
Yes.
They don't.
No, I don't think they stand.
And we call peanuts today, but when you were a boy, what you call them?
Let me see what did they call them. But
I got some words here.
I think goober.
Goober?
Yeah.
You ever call them pinders?
Yes, that's right. Yes, they call them, yes.
The same thing, is it?
Yes.
And if a boy similar in appearance to his father, say his father's got big ears and the boy's got big ears, you say, that little fella, what after his father? See?
Just like his father.
Just like him?
Father.
And if the father has a bad temper and the boy has a bad temper?
Yeah, they say just like his father.
Just like.
Yeah.
And a woman who helps at childbirth, who isn't a nurse?
It's a midwife.
Uh-huh. And when you were a boy, did you...
They called her midwife.
Midwife, always. They never called her a granny?
Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir, they called her a granny.
Granny or granny woman or granny doctor.
Yeah.
If a city person comes to the country, what do the country people say about him behind his back? Suppose somebody from Atlanta came to Fort Gaines and put on airs.
This kind of thing, they say he thinks he's something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
call him a dude? Or
yes, or something like that. They say he's been up there in that big town. Ain't nothing to him.
Uh-huh.
But that's what they in general say.
And
I expect they give him a pretty good name, too.
If a country person goes to town, what would they call him?
Well, they talk about him.
Uh-huh.
They ain't used to nothing. Been in the country all his life.
Did you ever hear him call a country person, a country Hoosier?
Yes, sir.
Hoosier?
Yes, sir, that's right. That country Hoosier.
Hoosier,
yeah.
Yes,
sir, that's right.
That's kind of an insult, is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How do you refer to a member of your own race today, and how did you used to? Is there a difference?
Well, there's something different.
There's
something different. They don't want you to say Negro, and the brother fake don't say nigger.
Uh-huh. How are you supposed to say it today?
Everybody's named. Everybody is named, and
you just don't refer to race.
One thing about it, they want you to say colored, but
they
what do they want you to say then?
They want you to say black.